Hello everyone, welcome to our Leadership Lab podcast. This is where we dissect discipleship and leadership development within the local church. And joining us this episode, very excited ako, is Pastor King, our head for worship services and our kids pastor. And also, kilala ng lahat, si Kuya Aren, si Teacher Aren. What's up, Brodies? Welcome to our Leadership Lab podcast.
Ayan, thank you so much for inviting us, bro.
Ampon, sa atin to.
nakakatuwa lang kasi talagang naka-uniform ka rin ng kids. No? So of course, yes.
Whatever it takes, guys. Oh. So alam nyo, guys, I'm both excited and nervous about this podcast kasi habang pinag-usapan namin ni Pastor Dennis yung next topic, no, about we're going to talk about discipling the next generation, the kids. Medyo kinakabahan ako kasi I believe that this is where the test of leadership is always determined. Diba yung pwedeng magaling kang leader sa labas, sa marketplace, or sa church, but the true test of leadership na ngayon nakoconvict na ako, it starts at home. And it's a different ballgame, diba? Sabi nga ni God, we are called to lead our wives, diba? Pero siguro a lot of parents would agree and a lot of parents opened up to you guys na mas mahirap i-lead yung mga bata. And we're talking about discipleship and leadership development, and this is a crucial area where we should do discipleship and leadership development sa kids. So we're going to talk about discipling the next generation. But I know we have a lot of kids teachers here. And they know they are sold out. They have that whatever it takes attitude when it comes to discipleship. And they know why we do this. But I want to ask you guys, Pastor King and Aren, I know you know the why. No? Yung sinabi nga ni Jesus na, let the children come to me. You've been preaching that for the longest time. But I want to know, how did this why become personal to you? Yung paano mo naun yung why of doing discipleship with the kids? Probably when you started as a volunteer, as a dad, Pastor King, now kids pastor, now helping out parents, and ikaw rin, Teacher Aren, I'm really excited to hear your thoughts. So, sige, start tayo kay alphabetical, no? Teacher Aren.
Alphabetical.
maganda.
Alphabetical. I started out with youth kasi wala akong victory group na nililid noong time na ako yung nililid pa. So I was given the assignment actually nung victory group leader ko noon to pray to God for kung ano yung gusto niya sa'yo. Ano yung kumbaga audience niya for you. And I was praying and God gave me the audience of youth. So I started out with youth. Pero dahil artist din kasi, performer. So hindi ang hirap bitawa nung side ko na yon. But what I didn't know was God was already parang binibirth na pala niya yung heart ko to lead a younger generation, even younger than yung mga college or high school students na nahahawakan ko nun. Kasi even outside, nakakapag-trabaho ako ng mga shoot na may kasamang bata. Hmm. Walang ibang nag-handle nung bata. Ako yung napipilitan pa ako nun. Na, ako yung mag-handle, ako yung magpa-arte. Nawal ang alam ko lang nun basta makipaglaro. Tapos pag nakita mo nag-lighten up yung mata, ngingiti na yan. Tapos gagawin na niya. Ulit na yan. Parang ako pa nga yung liaison lagi with the director na, Aren, sabihin mo doon sa mommy or sabihin mo doon sa bata, ganito pa, ganyan pa. So nagsimula siya ng mga paganong-ganon lang or even rehearsals ng performances sa church. Tagabantay ako ng mga anak ng performer. As in, meron akong iba talagang trabahong gagawin, pero dahil medyo may bata, dalawa, isa mga preschooler, natitigil na ako yung kalaro lang nila. So nagsimula lang with that. And that was more than a decade ago.
Wow.
Parang halos 2 decades ago na siya. And eventually, naging full-on ministry siya when I moved to Victory Makati, coming from Victory Ortigas. Nagsimula siya bago ko umalis sa Victory Ortigas. May pina 1-to-1 sa aking bata. He was 10 years old at that time. Single mom yung mommy niya. So, ayun, as parang tulong na rin with everyone there. Doon nagsimula. Mm-hmm. Tapos paglipat ko na Makati, I was invited na to a summer workshop by Pastor King and Teacher Kathy noon. Ay, Teacher Kathy. Ayan.
Hey, Teacher Kathy.
Inaya nila ako mag-summer. Oo. Shout out. Inaya nila ako mag-summer workshop na naging halos isang dekada ng summer workshop. Kasama ko yung mga bata at yung ibang...
And that acting workshop is open until today.
Wow. Oh, ayun. That acting workshop is open until today. Literal. Mga kinakatok lang ako. Ayun. So, dun siya nagsimula. Lumaki na lang siya talaga ever since then.
Ganda. Makikita mo sa kwento, it birthed from a need, no? Parang, hindi ko kasi mga bata, may pangangailangan. And then from that need, ang galing, no? From that need, God used that need and brought you to more platform to minister and disciple kids. So it starts with the need. And interestingly, yung need na yun, actually, parang walang pumapansin sa bata. This is not discipleship, more on managing the kids. But you saw the other need of discipling. So it speaks, no, of our society na we have the tendency siguro na sige, mga bata, dapat dito muna yan. But God used that perspective kay Teacher Aren. At ngayon, nabibless tayo sa leadership ni Teacher Aren sa kids. So, ganda ng story.
Thank
mo.
Thank you.
And si, ano, si Pastor King. Grabe, si Pastor King, volunteer pala ako sa UBelt. Nakikita ko na siya sa Kids Summit, Kids Bootcamp, training pa. Binata pa ako noon, naging girlfriend ko pala si Mitch, kita ko na si Pastor King. So, alam ko, treasure trove of experience ng mga parents at saka personal. So, PK, how this why to disciple the next generation became personal for you?
Yeah. So, actually, for me, no, kasi I started attending church and, of course, when I got discipled, really learned more about God and, kumbaga, parang nagkaroon ako ng experience or changed life, okay, through that process when I was graduating college, okay. And back then, of course, syempre parang after that, no, yung life change talaga na, and magbabago yung perspective mo, you will unlearn a lot of things. And during that process of unlearning, sabi ko, sana nalaman ko tong mga to when I was younger. And that's why I started with youth ministry back in 2006. And then after that, yung mga kasama ko sa youth ministry, niyaya naman ako sa kids ministry. And nung time na yun, syempre parang outlet din namin yung kids ministry because you can have so much fun also while serving. But at the same time, you know that you are planting seeds at a younger age pa than what age we were discipling, which was the youth, high school and college students. So kumbaga parang mas bata na mas maraming makakaalam pa and mas madi-disciple. And that hit me lang that it's really important to disciple yung mga bata. And actually, meron tayong verse na lagi nating minimension, especially sa mga kids events or kids kids summit o kaya naman sa mga orientation, yung sa Proverbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So kumbaga parang yun yung pinangahawakan namin. Gawin lang natin itong ginagawa natin, disciple lang natin yung mga bata. And meron tong fruit, hindi man natin makita agad-agad in the next month or year. Pero for sure, meron yan. Yung mga ipa-plant natin, meron tayong makikitang harvest soon enough.
That's good. Gusto ko yung sinabi ni Pastor King, no, na parang you have the heart to spare the kids in pain, from pain na pinagdaanan natin. Kasi ako, nung sinabi mo yung bro, bigla ko napa-flashback sa kabataan ko. I'm bullied kasi, parang I'm so chubby na grade 4 pa lang ako, 100 pounds na ako. So, imagine. Wow. So, uso yung foot and mouth disease. Foot and mouth disease. Parang, same tayo ng burden actually, na parang if the kids have the security from God at an early age, which we're seeing in kids' church by the way, na mag-usap ka lang ng bata, ay, alam mong may kilala niya si Lord, or at least may relationship siya kay Lord in a way. So yung putting that foundation at a young age spares them from unnecessary pain. And that's just one ano, one aspect pa lang na, oo nga, kahit naasa rin ako sa, if I knew that, parang sinabi ni Pastor King kanina, if I knew that when I was young, I could have been spared from pain. I'm special, tega. He actually died for me. So ang ganda ng hugot ni PK when he decided to, ano, disciple the ano, next generation. Panalo, bro.
Ayun, now, gusto ko lang duktungan, sorry, yung sinabi ni Pastor King about planting seeds, planting. Isa sa mga unang lesson ko kasing natutunan when I first led someone sa Victory Weekend, yung pastor, kids pastor nun siya, ang ano niya lang was, tip sa amin, was to keep sowing. When it comes to ministering to children, sow ka lang ng sow. Hindi mo may expect instantly na the behavior will be there. Kasi minsan magbi, like, for boys, pagbibinata muna bago lumabas na, nagbabago na talaga. Yung parang dun palang nagsisink in sa kanila. Tapos, kumbaga, kung kunyari, honesty, kunyari lang, nagbibigay lang ako ng example, honesty yung trait na dinil sa bata. Parang, level 1 lang yung ma-attain niya na ano, from there. So, from 13th, even from there, so ka pa rin ng so hanggang sa talagang mag-bear fruit siya talaga. That's ng cool. Mas maganda. Yun, so tuloy-tuloy-tuloy ang sowing, yeah, when it comes to children. So don't expect din yung behavior, I guess, na just because nag-victory group dito, tinuro is ganitong lesson, magically, overnight, okay na rin yung bata. It's not. Kailangan tuloy pa rin yung pag-sow. Takes time. So words, example, even with, kumbaga kung may mapanood or marinig, tapos magtanong sa'yo, kailangan tama pa rin yung isusumo from there. So, yun lang. True. Just want to reiterate on.
Which, bro, separates kids ministry from other ministries. Na parang, kunyari, when I serve in music, di ba? People will see the fruit agad. Ay, wow. Nakaka-bless yung pag-serve ni Edric. Yung pagkanta ni, kunyari lang.
Ano yung pagkanta ni Edric, yun!
Nakaka-bless na
niya. Sample.
Naalala ko yung sinabi ni Pastor Mark Busoy na stick to your anointing. Nasa bootcamp natin yung Pastor King. So I'm sticking to my anointing. That's why I'm not doing that. Okay. But what I'm talking about is most ministries, when you volunteer or when you serve, you see agad immediate fruit, like leading worship. Na-bless yung tao. Ushering. Nag-smile ka. You welcome the people. Ang bait naman ng ushers. Babalik ako next Sunday. Or crafts. Wow, ang ganda naman ng, or ng prod design. Ang ganda ng, ano, ng setup. I'll be back next Sunday. Which is separate from kids' church. Yung parang, after mo magpuyat ng lesson mo, in Jesus' name, amen, lalabas yung bata, parang wala lang, no? What did you learn? No, we just had fun. But you see the fruit. The reason why I'm saying that is, may kausap akong dati kong ka-victory group na kids. Nag-apply na siya ng trabaho, bro, eh. I saw the fruit, bro. I'm so proud of him. He's now hired in Microsoft.
Wow.
But his heart, alam mo yun, Kuya Edric, papri naman. Na I believe that meron akong ganitong application, but alam mo yun, yung he has that mindset or foundation na he need to seek God as he moves through his career or as he starts his career, which I think took time. Yung sinasabi mo, Teacher Aaron, na it's a sowing of the seeds of God's work in partnership with the parents, by the way. It's not just the work of the victory group leader or the teacher. Na ngayon, nakikita ko na. And then, nag-attend tayo ng ano, youth conference. Ngayon naman, college na yung isang kids church na kita ko. Nag-hosting na siya doon ng UST. Parang, wow, leader na siya ngayon sa UST. I mean, it took time. But if you saw the fruit, it's not an immediate fruit. But if you see the fruit of what you do, kahit na feeling mo matanda ka na, it's just nakakatuwa.
Totoo.
Natito mood talaga ako, bro. But I'm happy to see the fruit. And I'm sure you've seen fruit, no? Na, yeah. What evident fruit have you seen? Can you share some fruit na nakita niyo? Ako parang lately yun yung nakita ko. So, natito mood rin ba kayo? Ako lang ba yan?
Oh, a lot, no? Actually, with regards of sa youth ministry, sobrang dami na, no? Mga kinakasal na nga yung mga yeah. dating
ninong na.
Ninong na ako. Ako na yung nagkakasal. Nagiging ninong na ako nitong mga dating bata lang, no? Teenagers. Pero sa kids siguro, of course, no, nagtatandaan na rin sila going to college, being part of student council. Yun yung nakakatuwa lang din, ano, parang dati nag-one-to-one lang kayo, ngayon running for student government. And then yung iba heading up pages about God and about arts and connecting it. Kasi diba media yung ano natin, eh, diba yung ginagawa ng mga kabataan mga nice. Kabataan ngayon, ano? And then parang having them, seeing them having an influence there and being a force for good also, no, na parang makikita mo lang that yes, it's TikTok or it's Instagram or Facebook stories and mga My Day at IG stories, but they talk about God there. They're showcasing what the talents that God has given them. Yung iba, mga parang parang preaching na rin, eh. Mm-hmm. Diba? Mm-hmm. And seeing those things, parang nakakatuwa lang din na alam mo may mga fruit kahit years after na. Yes. Years after mo na siya makikita. And of course, them leading other kids na. Okay? So, kumbaga dati sila lang yung winawantuan namin nila Teacher Aaron or yung dini-disciple, but ngayon sila na yung disciple makers ng kapwa nila. So nakakatuwa lang din
talaga. Sarap na makita, no? They ran with the vision, no? Parang alam mo, praise God, kahit napuyat ako sa lesson ko or ginawa ko to, sarap pakinggan. Ikaw, Teacher Aaron, anything na something to inspire us more to disciple these kids? Then natutuwa ako sa mga gandong story kahit na nakakatanda, no? Literal.
Nakakatito mood.
Tito mood, grabe.
Oo. It's really yung nakikita mo yung stance nila in the Lord. Ano yan, eh, parang unti-unti, eh. Minsan yung nare-realize lang nila na yung akala mo wala na sila kay Lord just because they chose this or that. Pero what I mean is, kunyari nagkaroon sila ng passion bigla for dance just because they were part of a certain performance. Parang in a way, that was my way. Kumbaga yun na rin yung naging paraan ko to plant a seed sa kanila. Not to discount na nawala na bigla si Jesus sa kanila. Parang ano kasi ako nun, eh, medyo minsan insecure. Ay nako, si ganito, hindi ko na nakuha ulit for this performance, or hindi na nag one to one ng ibang tao dito sa church in particular. Pero makikita mo pala sila nagsa-thrive na sila dun sa particular field na yun. Tapos biglang ibang church naman pala yung nag-grow just because that kid was there. Na teenager na naging performer na and everything. Pero the fact na nakikita mo pa rin yung stand nila kay Lord, whether on social media or pag nakakausap mo sila, it's, to me, that's enough fruit, eh. Yeah. Yung natulungan mo sila to be set for life. Hindi man sila naging yung directly kasunod mo as victory group leader or as taga disciple or yung maiiwanan mo in leading the victory group. Hindi man yun yung immediate fruit, kumbaga. Yeah. Pero because you were part of planting those seeds and so setting them off to life and training them right as young as they were at that time, parang yun yung enough fruit na rin para, yeah, that was enough reward din para sa akin, yung makita silang okay sila. The kids are all right. yun yung lagi ko sinasabi sa sarili ko.
Oo. Bro, naalala ko sa kinukwento mo yan, sinabi ni Pastor Joe in one of our summits, Pastor Ding, making it stick. Grabe, naalala ko pa yun, yung team. Children are like wet cement na parang habang moldable pa yan, you can mold it. The way I hear from Pastor King and Aaron, when you molded that kid, kasi pag 414 window, eh, di ba? When you reach that 14 window, pag tumigas yung sementong yan at solid naman yung pagkaka-disciple mo, And kahit i-bully yan sa school or kahit i-bash sa school, if he has a solid foundation, on the right foundation in the word of God, the faith, and the community, parang may peace of mind ka, sabi ni Aaron, di ba, na kahit i-send off ko yan, may peace of mind ako kahit hindi dito yan eh. Dahil in partnership with his parents and by the grace of God, we're able to mold that wet cement. Kasi tayo, di ba, ako, personally, I was discipled in college. So matigas sa simento na ako, bro, eh. One-to-one, sisinsili na, it's painful, di ba? It's painful discipleship. But early on, starting, while that cement is still moldable, which so super bigla ko in-appreciate after hearing you, na parang it takes work, it takes time. But capturing them at an early age and really molding that cement, no, at an early age.
Yeah.
Sure tuloy ako sa mga bata.
I'm sure, di ba, naaalala natin yung ano, this is not the exact quote, no, pero it goes like this, na it's easier to mold young boys and girls than it is to repair broken men and women.
Repair job na ako, bro. Eh.
Oo. So, kumbaga kung tayo, 'di ba? Tayo repair job na tayo, Edric, no. So, kumbaga parang nakita mo kung gano'ng kahirap, ang dami mong kailangan.
It's painful.
Tanggalin ang daming, and until now, 'di ba? Marami pang binabago sa atin talaga si Lord ngayon. Na kumbaga parang feeling ko lang, no, I'm sure there are a lot of issues din na nagsisimula bata pa lang rin, no? But can you imagine the heartache and the heartbreak na talagang pinagdaanan natin just because hindi natin nalaman yung mga bagay-bagay when we were younger. Yes. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Grabe. Ito yung mga statement na parang, tara na, mag-disciple tayo ng mga bata. Parang gusto mo nang umalis. Uwian na. But guys, since you're here, and you've been part of ministering to kids, whether directly, whether as a parent, or whether partnering with a parent, and right now leaders are listening to us, I want to ask you guys, Pastor King and Aaron, what personal leadership and discipleship lessons that you learned personally as you disciple kids, or as you partner with parents in discipling kids? Ano yung naging effect nito in your personal leadership, di ba? Dami nyo kasing experience talaga when it comes to ano, ministering and discipling kids. You've seen the fruit, we've seen the fruit, and your handprints are there. But personally to you guys, how did this mold you as a leader? What leadership or discipleship lesson did you learn personally? Siguro, alam ko marami. But right now, let's go to the choice cuts of the meat. Kumbaga sa karne, no? Yung tenderloin or yung ano, yung sirloin. Masyado litigay. Basta yung choice cuts na ano. Alam ko marami, definitely. Everything is edible. But let's talk about the tenderloin cuts of how did it mold you as a leader? Alphabetical ulit, Teacher Aaron.
Alphabetical ulit. I guess some primary takeaway ko from that is that you let your yes be a yes. Your no, a no. Anything beyond that is from the evil one. I'm quoting it from Matthew. Kasi yun din yung unang scripture na shinare sa akin ng isang kids teacher din at that time. I was shooting a video for their tutorial center. Tapos, nung nagkukwento yung kaibigan ko na yun, siya rin yung kumuha sa akin to make that video. Nung nagkukwento siya, yun din daw yung verse na nag-speak sa kanya. Kasi when it comes to kids, hindi lang kasi yung sa example eh. Pero alam nung bata yung pag niloloko mo siya eh. Mararamdaman nung bata yung pag medyo tinitrick mo lang siya or dinideceive mo. Akala mo lang yun na ang bata ay innocent, gullible, and so on. Pero on the contrary, nararamdaman niya rin yun.
Mas and sensitive.
Mas sensitive yan. And ang backlash, ang balik sa yun yan na masama is pag tinitrain mo siya na ganun. Hindi lang naman yung bad example eh. Siguro on a teacher-to-student relationship, noon, ang maaano niya sa is mawawalan siya ng tiwala sa'yo. So, lalaruin ka lang niya ng lalaruin ng lalaruin. Magiging unruly siya sa'yo. So, don't expect. Medyo mahirap nang makuha uli yon pag na dumating na sa point na totally nawala na yung tiwala niya sa'yo. So, sa akin, it's really on letting my yes be a yes and my no, ano. Yun yung natutunan ko with kids. Na pag may kailangan akong ayusin, ayusin ko talaga. I will really have to show that kid na I'm on top of it. Even though mukhang naglalaro lang talaga kami.
Yeah.
Pero at the back of my mind, I'm already plotting my step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, etc. Just to make sure na alam ko rin kung saan ko dadalhin yung batang yon in terms of paano mailaland yung lesson, ano yung maiuuwi niya at the end of that, kumbaga sabi natin 30 minutes or 1 hour na kasama ko yung bata or mga bata kung grupo man yun. So those things really, really matter. So you make that commitment count, kumbaga.
Super upbeat, grabe. Integrity, no? Parang even when you prepare your lesson as a teacher, na parang they would know if you prepared.
They would know. They would know.
If you studied it. And it helped me as a leader, di ba? Dahil alam kong mga bata to, they would know. Now, as I prepare my work for anything, the adults would also, kahit na adult na yung kakausap ko, no? But the kids really, parang pareho tayo teacher atin, put me in a position na I know that the kids are gonna find me out
on
Sunday
yan.
Morning kung alam hindi ako nag-ayos dito, victory group material ba yan or lesson. So, agree. It's integrity and being a man of your word. That's a good lesson, bro.
Si Piki naman. Didiretsuhin ka pa yan. Didiretsuhin ka pa. Parang, or the lesson was bad. Huwag ganun kalala. Ang sasakit sa...
Grabe. Super agree, bro. Thank you, Teacher Aaron. So, it's a reminder for us, no? If you are parents or teachers, no? Kids really... Kids can tell, sabi nga sa
commercial. Totoo, totoo. Kids can tell.
Si Pastor King.
Yun.
Mm-hmm. Sa akin naman actually, dalawa na lang yung i-share ko, no? Kasi yung isa, it's the same talaga. Yun talaga yung una ko naisip. Kung ano yung itinuturo mo, you have to model it to them also. Like kunyari, if you're teaching about forgiveness, di ba? Dapat, pag meron din silang ginawa, you go through that process with them na kung paano mo sila ina-expect na mag-forgive, ganun mo rin sila dapat i-forgive. Mm-hmm. Diba? And kunyari, generosity yung tinuturo mo. Diba? Dapat you model generosity as well. Ang hirap na tinuturo mo yun tapos yung ikaw naman, hindi mo rin naman ginagawa. Diba? So, ang nakakatuwa din kasi, actually, especially with generosity, no? Yan kasi yung isa sa mga lessons na makikita mo agad sa kanila. Kasi di ba yung mga bata, minsan may allowance sila, minsan naman Pasko, di ba they get something, or kunyari birthday nila, they remember those things. And kumbaga parang sila na yung nagsisimula or nag-e-effort na kunyari bigla sila manlilibre ng Sunday cone para sa mga classmates nila.
So cute.
O kaya they will bring something sa kids' church, ganyan. So, kumbaga parang dahil ginawa mo sa kanila before and nakita nila na it's something good to do, they will do it. So, you are modeling what you are teaching them. So, yun yung one. Pangalawa naman is show them talaga that you care for them and spend time with them. Of course, minsan talaga no, napakahirap na mag-spend time sa mga bata, especially ngayon, pandemic, di ba? Pero makikita mo talaga that they appreciate it. That kami, like kami ni Teacher Aaron, meron kaming mga bata. Of course, we have our regular victory group on a Sunday. Pero outside of that, meron kaming mga bata na we na one-to-one, di ba? Parang we spend time with them and disciple them at a different time. And makakarinig ka ng mga feedback sa mga parents that thank you for doing this, nagkwento si ganito, na-appreciate niya yung ganito, it really helped him. So kumbaga parang apart from that na yes, we meet weekly as a victory group, but spending time with them also makes an impact sa kanila and mas personalized para sa kanila. Kahit na sabihin mong it's a one-to-one, kasi matatapos naman yung one-to-one, di ba? So, okay, tapos na tayo for the lesson today. Oh, what do you want to talk about? Or is there something bothering you? Or is there something that you want to share? So, kumbaga parang, because it's a one-on-one thing sa inyong dalawa, you can talk about it and you can touch base and relate more sa bata.
Galing. Kumbaga sa sinabi ni Pastor King, he would sum that up yung first lesson. The teacher is the lesson. Diba? More than what you say, kung ano yung ginawa ni teacher, yun yung loudest lesson, which also applies not only to kids na when you go through your work, kung ano, kahit ito yung sinabi mo sa team mo, but they see different thing otherwise ginagawa mo, they won't hold on to that. And I agree with you. And also yung spending time, na-appreciate ko bro nung nag-sit-in tayo sa sit-in ako sa victory group nyo. You have a 30 minute game time lang muna bago mag-lesson. Na parang, I saw the joy on the table sa mga boys. Parang naglalaro lang sila. Tapos ikaw, nagpa-price ka lang. Sige, after 30 minutes. Tama ba, 30 minute game time muna kayo bago mag-lesson din.
Ayun sa labas. Actual. Oo.
Ang saya-saya. Mm-hmm. So that spend time moment with them na probably parang akala mo walang nangyayari. Lahat sila nakaganda. But they're having fun and they're spending time together, which I agree. It's also applicable to our leadership right now. When you, whether you're leading a team or you're leading your wife or you're leading your family, really putting time with them is communicating that you value your team or your family, which, grabe, no? Natutunan mo sa pag-disciple sa kids. And ang alam ko marami pa tayong makukuhang lessons from you guys, but at least we started with the heart of doing the discipleship for the kids, and now we started with the why. We ended with the heart of doing it, and I'm really excited for the next episode as we wrap this up. But please do continue the conversations, no? Next episode, dahil nabanggit na ni Pastor King, he's doing Victory Group, and medyo challenge nga ngayon dahil pandemic. We're going to talk about this merits for another episode, no? How do we do the discipleship of kids during the pandemic naman? Kasi nakita natin yung fruits eh. Ngayon, starting into the pandemic, how do we do it? So, okay. But right now, I just wanna thank Pastor King and Kuya Aaron for just sharing your time. Kahit yung choice cuts pa lang, busog ka na eh. I'm sure marami pa, no? So, please contact them. Get in touch with PK or Aaron for anything that will help you minister or disciple your kids. So guys, thank you so much for joining our podcast. Pastor Welcome. King, Kuya Aaron, thank you.
Welcome.
God bless. See you guys next episode.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.